From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. Tensions between the University of Missouri and the state legislature appear to be dying down. Frustrations with the university have been building for months following November protests on the Columbia campus over what some students saw as administrators' indifference to racial issues. But House and Senate leaders said Thursday that greater communication between the legislature and the system is helping to mend the relationship. House Budget Chairman Representative Tom Flanagan, a Republican from Carthage, has proposed cutting more than $8 million in state funding for the university. He's since restored more than $400,000 of that and says he supports adding in at least $3.8 million more. The Justice Department says it will drop a lawsuit against Ferguson if the City Council approves a proposed agreement to reform its police department and court. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch obtained a copy of a letter sent Friday to Ferguson's mayor. In it, the head of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division says the federal government is prepared to continue with the lawsuit if the St. Louis suburb doesn't approve the deal in its original form. The City Council voted last month to accept the consent decree negotiated with the DOJ over 26 weeks last year, but only if it included 7 amendments. Michelle Nix will succeed Columbia's finance director, John Blattle, who plans to retire this Friday after nearly 4 years in office. Before becoming Columbia's new finance director, Nix was the chief financial officer for the Missouri State Retirement System. She started her first day in the Columbia City office last Thursday. Before Blattle's retirement this upcoming Friday, he will work together with Nix over the next week to get her acclimated to the position.
What I've learned with working her over the last day and a half, that she is a quick learner. She's going to pick up quickly on how the finances of the city operate, and she's also very good with people, and that's also very important when you're in a management position, and I can see that she interacts well with my staff.
Nix will be sworn in at the city council meeting tonight at 7 p.m. A public meet and greet is scheduled for today from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. in conference rooms 1A and 1B at City Hall. State health officials say a Missouri man who traveled to Haiti has the state's first confirmed case of the Zika virus. The department announced the case Friday but provided no other details. Health officials say the virus is mainly transmitted by a specific type of mosquito, and most people who get the disease have no symptoms. Others with the Zika virus suffer from fever, rash, joint pain, and pink eye. Health officials are investigating whether the virus is linked to birth defects in the children of women who caught the virus while pregnant. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.